Well, brethren, that brings us to the close of the convention. Feel a little sad, a little down, thinking it was so wonderful to have the brethren come from many areas and bring such rich joy and to our hearts, I should say, a joy that really transcends all the problems that the world has and just lifts us up above all that. And so we thank all of you that have been able to come to the convention and take time out of your busy life to spend a little time with us way up here in this northern remote area. I think we're the furthest, probably the most remote ecclesia in the world, possibly in Russia. There might be some further north, but... So if the brethren from Russia happen to be online, well, we'll say hello to you. And we say goodbye to all the brethren online, if there's any brethren still there. And thank you for joining us, and all of you for joining us. Before I forget, there was love and greetings from Brother John and Mary Manioski. She's in a nursing home or assisted home. So Brother John, she wasn't feeling well. She usually always tries to come to our convention, but was unable to do so this year. I was thinking some of the talks that were given here, I'm not going to really say anything too much about them because I, you know. But who remembers the first talk? Somebody said, bless the Lord at all times. That was Brother, who remembers who gave it? Belogi. And that was a very nice type to the convention. Bless the Lord at all times. So we're very thankful for that opening discourse. That was refreshing. There's different ways of doing that, and you're probably coming back to you what he offered there. Brother Kent Humphreys gave a very interesting talk on historical importance of silver. I've never heard of that before. One of the things that's sticking with my mind is that in today's money, it would be over $2 million that was spent to build a tabernacle to provide the silver for those sockets. So, hold that tabernacle, and I think you mentioned that really was the foundation of the tabernacle, and the many ways in which it was used, and the many ways in which it is used in the scripture to help us understand better God's plans and purposes. Brother Andy spoke on Joshua. That's right. I like Joshua. He said. Well, he followed who? Moses. And Moses was a very important figure, but so it really required a lot to fill those kind of shoes. But Joshua, was he faithful unto the end? Very good. In fact, the last words that he has spoken in the book of Joshua says, does anybody remember what Joshua said? Of all the good things that the Lord has promised, it's come to pass. Nothing has failed. And so thank you, Brother Andy, for that. That was a good reminder. And Brother Len Grice on the theme text, 2 Chronicles 32, 7, 8, and that was refreshing. That was very encouraging to hear how Hezekiah, one man, stood up and encourage others to not be discouraged, to stand up and to prepare for the invasion, and because they believed the battle belonged to whom? Sister Sue.
The battle belonged to God.
To God, yes. And when the Lord fights for us, should we fear?
No,
we should not fear. I like that, Brother. I'll just read 4 points Brother Lynn left. One person can make a big or huge difference when he set up or something like that. When he takes And the second one, the battle is not ours, it belongs to God. Third one, when God fights for you, the enemy always outnumbered. And the fourth, the task ahead of you is never greater than the power behind you. And do you remember how many times the word fear is used in the Bible?
Do not be afraid.
Pardon?
Do not be afraid.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you. But do not be afraid, that word. 365 times. So that's one for every day of the year. So shouldn't we ever be afraid? Really shouldn't. So thank you, Brother Lynn, for that. That was really refreshing and inspiring. Brother David Preacher spoke on expectations of change. We're into the harvest many, many years now. And changes do occur. There's change, you know, because time goes by, brethren pass. Like I think the interesting about David's presentation was that at the beginning there was it was different than as we get toward the end. There was a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of co-partners, a lot of activity, and there's still a lot of activity. But we can see it. It's winding down. Right, the harvest eventually will come to an end. So thank you, Brother David, for showing us the winter-like experiences that we're kind of entering, and sometimes you don't think of these things, but brethren do bring this to our attention, so thank you. Brother Jim Parkinson, the Red Dragon, is that against Jehovah? And who's the Red Dragon?
Satan.
And you remember the three groups that Brother Jim mentioned?
Ecclesiasticism, Islam.
No, louder.
Ecclesiasticism, Islam,
Baptist. Right, that's the three. So, Brian Jakubowski spoke on the book of Hebrews. A lot of information in the book of Hebrews. We all believe that Brother Apostle Paul wrote that, and that there's many warnings. He gave us danger of drifting. I'm not sure I got this other one. Danger of going back to the law. Is that one of them? But the Hebrews want to go back to the law. Danger of disobedience, danger of willful sin, and so on. So there's a lot of warnings and admonition in the book of Hebrews. Much of it is based on the tabernacle shadows and the things that happened there. So we thank you for your service. And O.B. Albert, you know, here now, bringing home the ark. And that was very good. I like that part, how important it was to be very careful in bringing the ark as prescribed by God, that it only could be carried by whom?
The Levites.
And there was no looking in, right? And it remained, he said, 75 years at... Does anybody remember whose place? Or probably over the period, it was around 75 years, but then it went to a home and remained there for 3 months. And there was a contrast between the 75 years and the 3 months. Anybody remember what that was? Yes, 75 years, nothing but plagues, but the 3 months he was greatly blessed. Brother Kent, this morning... after Sister Jean had this experience with fainting and whatnot, and so Brother Kent filled in very nicely with, well, I never did get a real title of your discourse.
What are you doing with the things you have been given?
Oh, that's right, yeah. The talents we have, and what are we doing with them? So that was very wonderful to hear that. And you brought in Moses, Elisha, and many points on being humble, and Satan challenged God, but he was deposed, eventually will be destroyed. And then there was Brother Andy, wait a minute, no, I better not forget Brother Ray here. The mini talks, Brother Ray gave a talk on the book of, or the minor prophet, who was
Amos.
It? Amos. I'm getting quick response here now. And And what was he, what kind of a man was he? What was his?
He bred the sheep.
Right, a sheep breeder. A laborer. You're really a farmer, you see. But why, and the Lord says to him, you're no prophet, but I'm going to send you to speak forth my message. So that was really interesting. And the background, location, his commissions and so on. So thank you, Brother Ray, for that. The next one was Brother Andy, Old Testament. You remember what he spoke on? The Holy Spirit, the Old Testament. He said it's only used, I believe, the word Holy Spirit is used how many times? Three times, right. But used like Spirit in many, many other ways. So thank you, Brother Andy, for that. And then Brother David gave us with the radio and the... important to be tuned in, so that was very illuminating and a good way to help us understand how the Holy Spirit of God comes to us by using some simpler ways of how things function. And then we have this afternoon, Brother Len. Does anybody remember who's talking?
Does God care?
Does God care? Does he?
Yes.
We don't say. Probably that customs officer will remember what she said to him for the rest of his life. And Brother Jim finally closed in a beautiful way. A man after God's own heart. I like the way he presented, you know, he'd sinned three times, major sin, but he forgave six times. So he doubled and rectified everything in a wonderful way. So that brings us to the conclusion. I just want to thank all of the brethren that served here, the speakers coming from long distances. I'm not going to name names, but you all know who served, and for the effort you made, so we do thank thee, and we hope you will come again, and that brethren undoubtedly appreciated your services very much. We'd also like to ask you to put that steam scripture into your memory bank, because the Lord God fights our battles. And I'm sure you have many scriptures in your memory bank that you can pull out in times of hardship and whatnot. So this is a good one. At least for me, I found it very comforting and very strengthening. I also want to thank, we had some brethren come from Winnipeg earlier. I'm truly thankful for them coming, and from Chicago, and Connie from Alberta. And I don't want to miss any. My daughter Karen from Chicago, the Larsons came, and so they all pitched in and helped. So we had like a convention prior to this convention. All week we had about 15 brethren in the house, and so among many things we discussed different things.